Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Wallow wildfire continues to burn out of control in eastern Arizona, spreading to the San Carlos Apache Reservation. Today, Governor Jan Brewer declared a state of emergency, with wildfires now over 200,000 acres in that state. Meanwhile, the swollen Missouri River is still threatening the small southwest Iowa town of Hamburg. Residents are asking if the Army Corps of Engineers could have released floodwaters upstream sooner to spread them out a little, and also could have coordinated more with local officials. But people are evacuating, and the Army Corps has airlifted sandbags onto a faltering levee, which is pressured by water upriver, but also water with nowhere to go pushing up from the south. That's a first. Dan Swanson is a reporter for the Hamburg Reporter in Hamburg, Iowa. Dan, how do those levees look?
Well, the levees are, of course, filling up as we've been expecting. We hear reports on a daily basis now of weak spots and leakages. When the word breach comes up and that sort of thing, I think there's a level of anxiety.
Sure.
But so far, the levees are holding.
And what are some of the secondary things that people are doing? We're hearing about berms and other things. What's happening?
Yes, around Hamburg, Iowa, they called it the West Ditch, is what flooded them in 1993, the most recent flood incident we had. They're reinforcing the berm there. Of course, the Corps of Engineers is reporting that they expect the federal flood levee to breach there at the Missouri and Iowa border, which is just a mile and a half south of us. So if that water starts coming up, they hope to do what they can to keep it out of Hamburg.
And why is this happening? Yes, we know there's been rain and high waters, but is there a sense that the dams that were built in recent years are somehow impacting you? Why is this happening?
Well, that's the big question that people have. The people that I see, the farmers who are moving their equipment out, the ranchers, just the households that they're moving out. They ask that same question.
Yeah.
There's a lot of concern that maybe this could have been avoided.
Well, we understand record rainfall, heavy snow over the past few months, so there's a lot of water upstream from you. But the Army Corps of Engineers had to release water from these upstream dams, and that's what's heading your way. Is there a sense that maybe after this we have to figure out how this water is managed?
Absolutely. I talked to a man named Howard Edelman. He's 92 years old. He pointed to me the exact spot where he was born on this farm. He's been there. He's under the shadow of the federal levee. He says, look, before we went into the river channelization, before we went down this road of trying to control the river, said, the water came up, the farmers dealt with it, they got their livestock out, out of the way, and then the waters receded, and they went back to their livelihood. Now we see more severe flood events actually occurring. And the Corps of Engineers has been going on now, I think this is a 10-year process of saying, look, we need to reevaluate what is our purpose on the river, what is our job? And of course, the people of Hamburg, Iowa, Fremont County, Nebraska said, this is your job is flood control. We're saying, hello, can't you see what your job is?
Meantime, what's it like in town? Most people have evacuated, and yet we're reading about officials and reporters and people who are still there. So what's it like?
Yeah, we've seen a tremendous amount of energy over the weekend, trailers, bulldozers, backhoes, people moving in at U-Hauls. And now it's just, you're right, I think that it's kind of slowed down here. The people that still need evacuation, are looking for shelters and that sort of thing.
We understand if it happens now, if this levee does breach, the thinking is there may be 10 feet of water in Hamburg and that it would stay for a long time. What's the, we know what the consequence of that is, but what's the preparation for that?
Once again, that's a really good question. The American Red Cross, we was in a meeting Friday. They were vowing to stay with the flood victims for as long as they were needed. But the local officials, Hamburg officials, have been telling people, look, find a relative, find a friend. Find some place that you can stay for months and months. The river's going to be high. It's going to be high through December. And along here, if you're aware of how the river, there's creeks, there's ditches, and these things are all full, and they can't drain into the river because the river's too high. And as long as the river's high, any local rainfall is going to stay right where it goes, But by mid-July, the main releases up from the upstream dam should recede, and the Missouri River itself should recede. But this is something completely new to the people of Hamburg. They've had floods before, but obviously nothing like this.
Well, Dan Swanson, we wish you and other residents of Hamburg the best.
Thank you, Robin.
Dan Swanson, reporter for the Hamburg Reporter in Hamburg, Iowa.